Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
What's the what's been the biggest key to your success in the running game this year? Is it the backs, the line, the system?
Well, you know, I think it's all of it. You know, I think I think it starts with players, and I think it starts with players up front. And you know, I think we've got two pretty good young backs.
What's Stewart done to the equation?
Well, I think we've always kind of believed in a 1-2 punch there because they get banged around pretty good, and there's a lot of guys taking their shots at them, and just keep them fresh, and if one of them gets nicked, the other one's there for them. So I think it's been a situation where D'Angelo's a third year guy. I think he's been real beneficial in Jonathan's growth too. You know, he had somebody kind of show him the ropes, and now in turn he's repaying that favor.
What was kind of your thinking on draft day, John? I mean, that's obviously probably not your biggest need when that pick comes up. What were you guys thinking there?
Well, the draft is, as you guys well know, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So, what pick you have and, who you like. And, there's no guarantee, the guys you like are going to be there. So, our feeling because of the toe injury that, Jonathan Stewart did get to 13. Had that not happened, I'm not sure he would have been there. I don't know that. But, one of our team docs did the surgery, and so we were pretty well schooled on what that was all about. And when he got to 13, we were elated. We took him, and the other guy we had targeted was Jeffrey Ota. We looked at y'all's guy, that we liked. I think you guys picked right before us. I'm talking about Clady. We thought very highly of both those tackles, and then we got to an area, and it always takes two to tango. That we were able to work a deal with Philadelphia and trade next year's first for Ota. So they were both picks that we would have taken at 13, and so far they're young players, they're developing well, and they need to continue.
You think you had a little advantage with the medical information? Just because of
I don't know. I mean, other than the, we knew the doctor well, and because I meet with him weekly.
Coach, what's it been like for you going through the ups and downs of coaching? You and Mike Shanahan kind of similar. You had a couple off years. Now you're bouncing back. Heard you were on the hot seat coming into this year. What's the key to surviving in the NFL these days as a coach?
Well, I think, Mike can answer that better than I can because he's been in it longer. But, this is my 20th year in the league, not as a head coach. But, you're on the hot seat every week in this league. So that hot seat stuff, that's something for you guys to talk about. We view it. The seat can't get any hotter than we make it. I think that's the secret to success. You got guys that have a passion to do this. And, in our minds, we're always on the hot seat.
It is tough to win every year in this league, isn't it? I mean,
it's tough to win every week, let alone every year.
Coach, you talked a lot about not having the team kind of buy into the hype that they'd be getting after that big win. How tough is it to have a big win like that on Monday, and then on Sunday you got another division-leading team coming to Carolina?
As I tell our guys, it's all hard. There's really not much easy about this this job, and but it's something you have a passion for and something you do. But as a head coach, Mike does it as well as anybody. You spend a lot more time, not on X's and O's. I mean, that's there's a lot that goes on being a head coach. That and that's one of the things is you get bombarded so much from the outside is being able to stay even keeled, and that's easier said than done.
How do you think this Broncos offense is going to approach things without now top six tailbacks?
Oh, no disrespect for what those guys have dealt with injuries, and we've had our share too, and that's not easy. But I've seen that Bronco offense over the years, do it with all kind of backs, and they've got a great run system. They got a great play action off that run system, and I've seen them over the years plug guys in that and do very, very well. So again, I'm not trying to slight their injury situation. That's never easy, but I think they do a fine job.
What do you think about Cutler?
Excuse me?
What do you think about Cutler when you watch him?
I think he's playing outstanding. I mean, anytime you've got, a quarterback that's only been sacked 8 times over 13 games, that's pretty remarkable. And, it's a tribute to their front and their protection, but it's also a tribute to that quarterback. I mean, he's got good feet, excellent mobility. He can run when he needs to. And, he's got a cannon and played very well, at the quarterback position. And, when you look at the top two offenses in the league, New Orleans with Drew Brees and Denver with Jay Cutler. And I think he's doing a tremendous job.
How's Julius Peppers bounced back this year?
He played really well. I think a lot was made in his season a year ago, but people must have forgot all those seasons in front of that. But anyways, that's how it is. What have you done for me lately? He's a tremendous talent, and I think he's having a tremendous season.
The way the Steve Smith thing played out in the beginning of the season, did you wrestle with the decision to at all that that it could have cost you when you suspend your number one weapon like that for the first two games? And obviously, the bigger picture was it seemed to have it couldn't have worked out any better.
Well, when you're in a decision making position, no matter where you draw that line, you're not going to make everybody happy. So, again, like any decision, I make, we make as an organization, we try to make it the right decision. And, at that time, we felt it was the right thing to do. And fortunately for us, it played out.
What are the Broncos doing better on run defense in the last month that you've seen?
They shifted a little bit from more of a 3-4 idea to 4-3. Again, they had some injuries there. Anytime you lose, a couple of players like they did, you got to retrain people, and it's that's not easy. We've been through it here ourselves. But I think they've settled in and played much better and probably simplified a little bit and adjusted. And it's a tribute to their coaching staff and their players that they've trained guys to get the job done. They've definitely improved over the last month.
Coach, where do you feel your team stands in terms of the NFC among the good top teams in the NFC?
I haven't seen everybody. We just focus on the next game, and the next game is the most important one. And when the body of work's done, then you'll get whatever rewards you've earned.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, gang. Have a safe trip.
Thanks.